Hi everyone, it's Jason and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Thursday, March 7th, and our very wet week is continuing, although we will have somewhat of an interlude. We had anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of rain Wednesday into early this Thursday morning. But we did dry out a little this afternoon, and we are going to see some bona fide ridging just for the day on Friday, and we will have surface high pressure passing to our south. So Friday is going to be a nice day after all this rain that we've had. We'll call it partly sunny. We'll have some cirrus clouds spilling over the ridge in the afternoon. But temperatures are going to be in the mid-50s. It will be relegated to the upper 40s right at the South Shore and across eastern Suffolk. And we'll see winds veer from northeast to southeast. Now, Friday night will start out mostly clear, but then we'll have cloud cover arriving overnight. It'll be a cooler night, though. We'll have lows in the upper 30s. And then we've got another frontal system and a closed upper low impacting us over the weekend, particularly Saturday night. So Saturday during the day, it's going to be cloudy. We're going to see rain late in the afternoon. We'll be working on the exact time frame on that. Hopefully it holds off till about 7 p.m., and temperatures will be in the mid to upper 40s. So definitely not as warm as some of the days we saw this week. And it is going to pour Saturday night. We'll have lows dropping down into the mid 40s. And this is another half inch to an inch. Now, Sunday will have gradual improvement as the low pulls away. Look for scattered showers during the early and mid-morning, but then we'll just be cloudy in the afternoon, and we'll have highs right around 50 degrees, a few degrees either side of that. So, all in all, a rather cruddy weekend to conclude what will be, to cap off what has been a rather wet week. Now, we certainly don't have to worry about a drought going on in New York City and Long Island. And California had been dealing with a lengthy drought, but that is also been alleviated. California is now going to stay drought-free through at least 2025, following the past two winters. Parts of California, as you might recall, had nearly 100 inches of snow from the last blizzard. Also had an abundance of rain last year, and the reservoirs are full throughout the state. So, good news, both long-term and short-term for California, because there was a several years long drought that lowered the state's water table, but Mother Nature is balancing the checkbook. So if we look back at the winter of 22-23, we had this barrage of so-called atmospheric rivers into California. That was really when the La Nina petered out on us and started behaving more like the El Nino that we were actually in today. So we had another storm-filled winter for 23-24, as we said, and this was capped off by the blizzard of this past week. So 6 of the most important reservoirs in the state are now actually at historically high levels, and reservoirs could increase further if there are any more large rain or snow events and melting snow as the season gets going. So most of the reservoirs are running about 110% of normal. Now, California, like the rest of the rest of the world, Mother Nature has to balance the checkbook. In California, it's really a pendulum. So we know that a drought will eventually return to parts of the state, but the question is when. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JCWeather NYC Long Island, and on Patreon at JCWeather.